The boss of the corporate regulator says Australia is too soft on corporate criminals. Greg Medcraft has told financial journalists that Australia is a paradise for white-collar crime. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission was slammed by a Senate committee for acting too slowly to deal with a financial planning scandal at the Commonwealth Bank. But Mr. Medcraft says the watchdog has lifted its game and it's being hamstrung by a lack of resources. Business reporter Sue Lennon.
The corporate watchdog is under fire, accused of not doing enough to crack down on financial planning scandals at the big banks and for being too soft on big business. But ASIC boss Greg Medcraft has hit back. Mr. Medcraft says penalties for corporate criminals are too weak and Australia is a paradise for white-collar crime.
Basically, the civil penalties in particular in Australia were really fell well short of the mark in terms of other countries around the world, and frankly it's very important in a globalised market that you have penalties that actually match other jurisdictions, or you run the risk that we could potentially be picked off. So I think it's really important you've got to lift the fear to suppress greed in the white-collar area.
So Australia's not doing enough to stop white-collar crime?
When you look at other jurisdictions, in many of the cases, the penalties are not indexed to inflation. Some of them are 20 years old. You've got to have a system that actually does incent people not to break the law, and that was the basis upon which we made our recommendations to the Senate inquiry, and they've recommended penalties be looked at. If we want investors and issuers in Australia to have confidence and trust in our market, then what they want is to make sure that those that intentionally breach the law will be severely dealt with.
Mr. Medcraft says ASIC doesn't have enough resources. It's lost 200 staff this year and another 100 are going next year because of budget cuts.
We've made a point both in the Financial System Inquiry and also the Senate inquiry into ASIC recently recommended that ASIC should move to a user-pays funding model. We support that. I think it's important that those that generate the need for use of our resources should pay for those resources, that we have a market price signal for the use of resources. I think that is a fairer system.
Do you have enough staff to deal with financial planners and to regulate them?
Look, in terms of resources, as I've said before, it's up to the government to decide the level of resources ASIC has.
But you've only got 25 staff to regulate about 30,000 financial planners, is that right?
That is correct, yeah.
Does it make your job hard?
What we're able to do is very limited, and that's why it actually is really important that Australians, they do take care when they deal with a financial advisor.
ASIC Chairman Greg Medcraft talking to Sue Lennon. And in a statement, Finance Minister Matthias Cormann said, "I asked Greg Medcraft whether he believed Australia was a paradise for white-collar criminals, and his direct response to me was a clear and unambiguous no." Mr. Cormann says ASIC needs to competently enforce the current laws, and the government will increase penalties for corporate crimes if it's presented with persuasive evidence.